What's up, world? Welcome to Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, what you just said, it's on your shirt.
I cheated.
I think you did cheat.
I cheated a little. These shirts, here at the Positive Truth, I'll turn them around real quick, are new. Obviously, as you can tell, we've had them for a few weeks now. We actually have a picture on our Instagram if you haven't checked that out, at the Positive Truth. The cool thing is about these shirts, all proceeds will be going to one of your choosing different organizations, nonprofit organizations at that. What are those organizations, JP?
The Positive Tomorrows, which gives back to the homeless and homeless children in Oklahoma. Mm. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which we just talked about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And what we talked about last week, sexual assault organization, FAINN.
Indeed. All proceeds, all profits we're going to be making for these shirts will go to those organizations, whichever one you guys choose whenever you buy a shirt. The shirts are only $20. So please, if you like them and if you want to support us and support what we're doing, buy one, rock it, look good in it, and support. Do sabes.
So if they want to support, where can they find us at?
You can find us on any of our social media platforms, our email, whatever the case may be. You can follow us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at The Positive Truth. You can find us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Did I miss anything?
Tim, I wasn't listening.
Man, we got to do better at this. You know what we need to do, JP? We just need to do a whole episode over listening. So let's do it right now.
Okay,
indeed, let's freestyle. Let's do this right now. You know what? I'm going to close the laptop. We don't need it right now. Let's talk.
Okay, what do you want to talk about, Tim?
Let's talk about listening, man. Why is listening an issue today?
Because there's so many things going on in our lives. I got to work. I got this phone blowing up. I got an email blowing up. I got 995 missed emails.
Man, that was my laptop for real. Yeah, man, for sure.
And we have to communicate better since we're doing less face-to-face interactions these days, mm-hmm. and more over a device. So we need to learn to listen better since we're doing it less often.
Mm. There's something that you always say. Can you say it real quick? I know what you know what I'm talking about. You always say, we need to listen to...
We need to listen to understand and not to respond.
I love that. I want to start off with that because the reason I think it's an issue today is because the kids ask questions. We did a couple weeks ago. And a bunch of my athletes and kids from U.S. Grand High School sending these questions, and one of them was about listening. You know, why don't adults listen to us? And the reason I think it's an issue is because these kids truly believe that nobody's listening to them. There's other adults actually our age that are, I just don't feel like I'm getting listened to. So us as a whole, as a society, we got to do better at it. And in order for us to do better at it, we have to talk about it.
There were like 23 questions we did, and I would say a solid half of them were about some sort of listening skill.
Exactly.
And it was kid to kid, and mainly children didn't feel like the adults were listening to them. And then after we stopped recording, Tim was talking about like, I like the adults above me, they're just not listening to me, man. My elders aren't listening. So it's going everywhere.
Indeed.
We all need to improve.
Cool thing about listening though, it's one of those skills you can work on all the time that you can get better by practicing. Practice on your listening skills. And the more you do it, the better you're going to be at it.
If you're listening effectively.
Yeah, if you're listening effectively.
It builds relationships, it solves problems, and it makes you more efficient as a person. And more people will like you if you listen to them. Because everyone likes to talk about themselves.
You're not lying. Everybody has something to say for sure.
So Tim, when were some times in your life where you didn't feel like you were being listened to?
Let's talk about my coaching career.
So okay.
I'm a pretty young coach. I'm 28. I've been coaching for about 7 years now, a little over 7 years now. So, you know, I started pretty young, working with high school kids. I'm a small guy, as you can tell. And, you know, I'm getting treated like a child by my coworkers because I started coaching at the high school I actually went to. So you're talking about teachers that taught me. I'm not going to respect you, you know, like, why should I? I was your teacher type of situation. And, you know, I'd give my opinion for change, you know, in a positive way, because that's what we do here at The Positive Truth. So, you know, I try to bring it to every part of my life, you know, to try to really, truly, honestly, to try to fully commit to this whole positive lifestyle. And I definitely wasn't getting listened to. I know I wasn't getting listened to, you know, it made me feel kind of like a child. Like, I felt like, you know, I guess I'm, you know, a nobody right now, you know what I mean? It definitely messed with my confidence. So me talking about positive change to at work and not getting listened to by your superiors, it's definitely not a good feeling.
So I can think of times when I haven't been listened to, and I like to say I told you so, but I like to do it in a really weird way. So I'll have some like screw up, but they didn't listen to me, and then I'll ask them a question like, wait, what happened there? Because I know the answer to the question, and I'm like, it's like, They tell me the answer, I'm like, I think I might have heard that before, and I walk away. So I definitely experienced that before. You're in a workplace, it's like, why is nobody paying attention to me?
Bruh.
And it often feels like the people above you, it doesn't matter if it's adult, if you're a child, or managers, bosses, they don't seem to understand because they don't really care to ask. And oftentimes in workplaces, people above you don't ask what's going on. I'll tell you a story. So my friend, you know, we're close, he's telling me a story about someone he was hanging out with. He's like, I'm not gonna hang out with her anymore. I was like, why? He was like, I just don't think she is a positive influence in my life. And I was like, why is that? He was like, every time we talk, she tells me all about her day. This, and I listen to her and I respond, and then it's my turn to vent. It's like, ah, I gotta go. Like, and what he was saying was like, she's not listening to me. And that happens a lot, man. So I got 10 ways you can become a better listener.
Hold on, real quick. So you're saying listening could affect your relationships with other people?
Huh, what are we talking about?
No.
Yes it can, Tim.
What are we talking about? Try to pull that on me. Let's knock it out.
So the first one is one you already said. So listen to understand and not just to respond.
Man, I swear that's my favorite quote from you.
So,
like of all time.
Fist pump. If you're listening audio, me, super fist pump. Because sometimes like someone's talking and the only thing you're thinking is, I got a rebuttal. It's a product of the life we live. Like ESPN, these two people are just arguing different takes. CNN's doing the same thing. It's just people arguing back and forth.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're not listening to each other.
We're becoming more accustomed to watching people like argue instead of listening, for sure.
And that's not how you solve problems. Sometimes you're not gonna have the answer. Sometimes when someone tells you something, like you're just gonna have to like listen and nod. Someone tells you something like they're venting. Like, there's nothing you can do to help. You just tell them like, I'm listening to you. I can't help. I'm sorry, I can't. But you can keep going.
Or if there's anything I can do, let me know.
So just don't assume like, I gotta respond, I gotta have an answer. Second one is ask questions. This is like, I'm not saying I'm the best at this whole dating thing since I've been single for like my whole life. But one of the easy ways to like become a better listener is every time someone talks, ask questions about it. Where are you from? I'm from, let's say, Kansas. Where at in Kansas? From blah, blah, blah. Is that a big or a small city? How many people are in your high school? Where'd you go to college at? Like, if you're an active listener, you should have a question to everything.
For sure.
And then when you ask questions, you can dive a little bit deeper in. And then you find some common ground and you build on it. And whenever you're asking questions of them, what you're also doing is you're letting them fully explain their opinions, they're gonna be more likely to listen to you back. Because they know you're listening to them by asking informative questions.
So ask questions, have a better conversation just by asking questions, exactly. By actual listening.
Exactly.
I'm liking this whole listening thing right now. Let's keep this going, let's keep this flow going, I'm liking it.
You could try eye contact, because if we're talking right here and I'm like, yeah, Tim, I got you.
I'm feeling like I'm getting ignored.
And also, I know no one that can text and talk at the same time.
Not fully. I definitely try. I definitely try.
I can't do it at all, which makes it even more dangerous if people are texting and driving. That's a whole nother topic. Like, you can't multitask. Like, keep eye contact just to show you're paying attention. There's nothing worse than like trying to explain a serious situation to somebody or being like something is urgent and just like, you're not paying attention to me.
Indeed.
Next step, like you can be empathetic. So this isn't like, oh, my dog died. Don't be like, oh, my dog died too. Don't make it always about you. Someone tells you that, be like, I'm sorry to hear that. I can't imagine what you're going through. If you need anything, I got you.
Like, keep it short and simple.
Oh, my mom died of cancer. Like,
don't try to one up the story. Basically, yes. Don't try to top, oh, your tragedy over, oh, my tragedy was worse. So boom, actually listen to what they're talking about.
It doesn't have to be about you. Mm.
Yeah. So listening is, okay, it's not about me whenever I listen. Got you. I'm just trying to, you know, put it all together.
So check your assumptions at the door. Sometimes when someone, like this is number 5 on the tips, I should probably be labeling these off.
Cinco.
So like check your assumptions at the door. Sometimes when somebody starts telling you a story, you assume things like, well, I was at so-and-so. Wait for them to go past. I was at so-and-so party and I saw my ex. You can assume they didn't like that, but you should ask, like, how'd you feel about that? Were you happy to see them, blah, blah, blah. Well, actually,
right. We
have a positive relationship, so that's okay. That can change how you totally think about the story.
Yeah, and that's something so little, too.
Yeah, like, so to check your assumptions at the door. Because you really, like, you are always going to assume things, but you should make sure what you're assuming is true. Which is another way to listen and ask more questions. Don't interrupt them.
Indubitably.
Oh, we're going to say that every single podcast from now on.
Yeah, for sure. You guys got to get used to the indubitably.
Funniest word in human language.
Thank you, Kawhi Leonard.
Like, don't interrupt them. Like, if you're telling a story and someone's just, like, cuts you off, it's just like, I want to punch you right now.
It's definitely frustrating.
Especially if y'all are trying to work towards a solution. Like, if you're just getting cut off, it's just like, I'm done. You might not agree at all on their opinion, but if you let them finish, I guarantee you, even if they 100% disagree with you, they'll listen to yours like all the way through. And if they don't, you should just not communicate with that person at all,
for sure. Listening to somebody fully will help you solve that issue versus creating another one, because that frustration adds on to whatever issue you're talking about anyway, so I completely agree.
Like, there's nothing worse than being interrupted constantly by the same person. It also shows just a lack of respect. Ultimate lack of respect. Like, you don't respect my opinion enough to listen to it. Which means, like, your relationship with that person, probably not on the best of terms. Whenever you need something done with them, you can tell them, like, hey, you need to do this. And they might know you're right, but they'll deliberately not do it just because, like, this person doesn't respect me enough to listen to me. I'm not going to do this.
Indeed.
Body language. Sometimes you listen with your body.
Man, for me personally, body language is like the most important thing in the world.
Why is that?
Because for me, I'm paying attention more to how you're acting and moving your arms, your facial expressions and everything, more than what you're actually saying. Like, to me, it means so much more how you're saying it than what you're actually saying.
Ding, 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 Tim. That was exactly what I was going to say, so nice.
Legit.
So I guess I only got 9 tips. Try to keep the distractions to a minimum. Because if you're, like, listening is hard, I think the fact that everyone struggles at it and we gotta go through 8 to 9 tips just shows that, like, listening is hard.
It is.
So keeping distractions to the minimum absolutely help. And summarize what they just said. So if you know you're a bad listener, when the conversation's over, just be like, so we're gonna do this here, and then we can be at this time, boom. Or, so this happened with this person at this time, and you feel this way about it. That way they know you've listened to them.
I hear that. I like that. Man, the thing about listening, people don't like to acknowledge they're bad listeners. Like, sometimes you really have to talk to yourself, hey, what can I do better to actually listen more? Because right now, I'm a terrible listener. I promise you, like, of course,
you can't sit still, man.
Man, for sure. But at the same time, I could still practice to get better at it. And that's something that until I decided to do the research on this, I realized, man, I could actually practice on becoming a better listener. That's not going to only help myself, but that's going to help my wife, my kids, my track athletes, my future kids that I have, my family, my friends, everybody, because I'm going to help listen to their problems.
So in what way do you feel like you need to be a better listener the most? Like, what tip?
The number one tip that I got, everything that I read, everything that you said, I have to stop thinking about what I'm going to say while they're speaking. I have to literally just keep a complete blank slate and listen to everything fully.
You sound like Mike Tyson counterpunching. Like, I see you loading up, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, no, seriously, I get clowned on a lot, man. growing up, obviously, you know, roast sessions, you're in the cafeteria with your friends, whatever, they're just going at you, you know what I mean? It happens every now and then. And mentally, I'm like, I gotta figure something out to say really quick because I'm not too witty, you know? So I kind of like carry that to everything, like no matter what, whether it's an argument or something positive, it doesn't matter. I always think about what I'm gonna say next. And I'm at this point, I've really been practicing on this whole entire week of not thinking about what to say, just going with the flow of conversations. Conversations have definitely been a different as well. Definitely been a little bit more in tune. My body language has been a little bit different. It's working for sure. And it's only been, you know, I want to say like 5 days of me actually attempting this. Like literally, like we're talking 5 days. But the best part about listening to me, we talked about suicide a couple weeks ago. We talked about sexual assault last week. Now we're talking about listening. Just by listening, working on listening, becoming a better listener, you could help prevent suicide. You can help prevent sexual assaults. Listening is way more important than what people think. It's time that you guys understand that. It's time that we talk about it more like we're talking about it now.
Have you ever met someone that like was completely against something, and then when they learned something about it, like they learned about the topic, they weren't against it anymore?
100%.
So like, I know someone that like, I don't understand transgenders. You're either a guy or you're a girl.
Right.
And then they met someone, and like they didn't know if that person was transgender, and so they're going off. And then they're like, actually, I know someone that is, and I told the story. It's like, well, I don't really agree with that. And then they said, like, actually, I'm transgender, and they were like,
mind blown.
So if you listen, like, you listen to sexual assault victims, you listen to suicide victims, you can learn, and you can change it for the better.
Agreed, man. Agreed.
I actually had something else. Man, I lost it in that story. It was really good, too. Tim, keep talking about what else you're going to be doing.
All right,
I'll think about it.
Talk about what else we're going to do.
What facts you got on listening?
All right, man, we can talk about some more facts. I mean, mine basically back up everything that JP said. You know, stop talking. Put yourself in the speaker's shoes so you can think deeper into the conversation instead of actually focusing on what you're about to say. Focus on using inviting body language instead of that. Turning to the side, looking away, or texting, you know, remove distractions and stuff like that. You know, it's pretty much your 9 steps. Summarize all the steps that I have, because I have quite a bit, but
I got it.
JP got it, so we're going to stop talking about the same thing that he talked about, and we're going to get to his part.
So, like, listening isn't a race. Sometimes you can say more with less. So it's not like a rush to finish. You were talking about how, like, I'm always thinking about what to say next. Like, it's okay to have a pause in conversation sometimes. Like, if it's quiet time, like, that doesn't mean like you have to look at your phone because this is awkward. Like, you're thinking about what they said and you're responding accordingly. Sometimes you can say more with less by listening better.
So you're saying patience is important for listening.
You have to be patient because nothing in life is like that easy. Like, if we're talking about something, it's gonna be super complicated. So you have to have the patience to listen to it.
Man, I think we should do an episode over patience.
Hmm.
The power of patience. Maybe. We'll talk about it.
I like it, Tim. I like it. You all should tell us if you like it.
Yeah, that's true.
We should start shouting out the Gmail, too.
No, 100%. We definitely should.
At the Positive Truth Gmail. I just shouted it out.
So what else do you have for us, JP?
Well, I think the one that I'm going to focus on the most is, like, body language. So if I don't like someone, I will listen to everything they say, but I will do it in a very condescending way. And I know I do this. So if I'm at work and there's someone new and they're telling me what to do.
Most frustrating thing ever. Oh my gosh.
And like, I already told you this isn't going to work, right? And then you're telling me, and so I'll listen to them, but I'll do one of these. I'll be like, Or like, I'll listen to, like, I'll do the thing where I'll look directly in their eyes for like the first 2 sentences, and I'll just like fade. And then whenever it happens later, I'll just be like, kaboom!
JP's gotta work on body language, guys. He's gotta work on body language. I bet every new person at your job, like, can't stand that Steph Curry looking guy.
Actually, I don't think I might have beef with someone at work, but I don't know about it. It's just one of those things where it's like, I mean, you can't talk and listen at the same time, which is a really good tip. That should be tip 11.
No, that's tip. I thought you only had 9, man.
Well, the 10th one was, it's not a race.
Oh, dude, that is true.
Yeah.
I like what you did there, number 11.
You can't talk and listen at the same time, but like, I'm just at work, I'm just I can be condescending with the way I do my body language, especially when I know something bad's going to happen if you proceed, and I don't want to argue with you, so I will listen to what's going on. Be like, mm-hmm, let you do it, and then be like, so what were you saying? And then like, when I ask you, it's very condescending, and I definitely need to work on that. It's one of my flaws in life. But we should talk about tip 11.
No, tip 11, you're absolutely right. You can't talk and listen at the same time. I think that story was hilarious, but that's cool that you realize you have to work on that, and that's...
And I do that often. I think I do that in everything I do in life, to be honest. But yeah, like, you can't talk and listen. So, have you ever seen two people talking about a conversation and it just feels like they're yelling at each other?
Oh, every single time. And it should be a peaceful conversation. I see that so often. Matter of fact, me and the wife do that all the time. We're talking about the same thing. We're going at it. We just don't like to listen. That's something that we definitely have to work on.
And so it's like, like, they're just, like, you, like, you start speaking and the other person's speaking too. And so you, like, you're just, like, stacking the story on each other.
It's just, you're saying the same thing, guys, get it together. I can see like Captain, my dog, just sitting there looking at us like, if y'all don't shut up.
And give me a ball so we can go play fetch.
That's it, man. Man, he's been on that Frisbee game lately, though, catching out of the air and stuff.
But what is that thing? You have two ears and one mouth, so you should listen twice as much as you talk.
Mm, exactly.
And you really can't talk and listen. Like, we were talking about like eye contact, body language, don't get interrupted. But you can't text and listen at the same time, you damn sure can't talk and listen at the same time.
Damn sure. No, you're right.
So let's have everyone take one of these tips, apply it to their life, try to be a better listener.
I agree.
Tim, you got a positive quote for us?
I do, man. We were just talking about, you know, you can't talk and listen at the same time. And as soon as I pulled up this quote, I was like, this is perfect. The quote is, listen and silent are spelled with the same letters. Think about it.
What? It is true.
It is. I know. I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, wait a minute. That is true, man. So, I mean, that worked out perfectly. Stay quiet a little bit more. Listen a little bit more. Let's help make our world a better place.
Also, like, positive. Everyone likes people to listen to them. So you being a better listener is going to have better relationships with you, better, more effective communication, and more people are going to like you.
Have more friends, for sure. We all need more friends, right? Maybe not all, but... We need people we can trust.
This is coming from the person that has 3,000 friends on Facebook, Tim.
Man, Facebook, I can put whatever I want. I'm not real on there. It's my superhero life.
Okay. That's Tim the Flash McCoy right there.
Indeed.
We are the Positive Truth. We will be back next Friday. This Monday, we're going to have uplifting and positive news. Mm-hmm. Stay positive. We're out.
Stay positive.